Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Sorrow music, baby.
Yeah.
Drop that kick for me.
Yeah.
We rep that king of music.
K-S. We keen on supporters out here. These show this one's for you.
Let's go.
Yeah,
I'm a kingdom supporter. Call me KS. Promoting godly music. That's why the rap. I'm a front line soldier. I put a word. The savior's always on my mind. That's why I put him first. There ain't no competition, cause we all believers. Ain't trying to lift nobody up. They call me KS. I just play my part. All up in the ministry, I just support. KS up for my dog. I just stay in my life. All I know is support. I do it for a reason. I do it for my king. I just want the world to know Jesus. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, we all fam. KS up for my dog. I just stay in my life.
New York, LA, Ohio. I be reppin' Jesus where them scared saints won't go.
We out here in these trenches. I be on my five boys talking to the vision. I don't see color. I don't see gender. We all rep the same name, Jesus.
Yo, what's up, Cincinnati? It's Elicio. They call me KS. Keenan support is in the building. And I just want to say that I just want to support each and everybody that I can. So if you need any type of support, you can contact me through Facebook. That's Elicio J. Torres. Or you can call me on my cell phone. You can text me at 513-370-4968. I'm looking and I'm willing to connect with each and everybody whoever wants to build God's kingdom. So let's do this. Let's be about our Father's business and let's get these souls saved. KS forever. Let's go.
Go.
KS Radio Show family, what's going on, y'all, man? I am definitely excited for tonight. Man, if y'all didn't see the flyer, I think that has been one of the best flyers I have ever created. So I'm really honored tonight because I have a doubleheader, not only a doubleheader, but a doubleheader with friends, people who I would consider, you know, family. I got Mark the Bad Guy at 9 p.m., and I got the very lovely, very anointed Ms. Gloria Shalom here at 8 p.m., but I am going to give you guys a treat because the format is a little different from usual, and I got a couple of, you know, magical questions in my magical hat that I'm going to pull out tonight. So anyway, I'm definitely excited for tonight. I just kicked the show off with, you know, the original version of the KS anthem. Shout out to the homie RL Music for that tribute song, for that intro. And I got some announcements tonight because tomorrow is a big, everybody here in Cincinnati, there are three events going on tomorrow. Two of them are free and one is $10 at the door. But we got a lot of music tonight. We got Gloria Shalom's new song, Yet I Will, in queue, including her song called Hosanna. Anyway, we got a lot of music to cover tonight. And we got two guests, two exceptional people of God. And I'm just really glad to have them on the show tonight. So I'm going to get into this prayer, and then we're going to, you know, work it out while God works it out. So first and foremost, Father God, we want to say thank you for this time. Thank you for this Friday, July 29th, 2022, a day that none of us imagined that we would see. Lord, I just pray for your blessings to be on this show. I pray for your grace and your love and your mercy to be on this show, not only on this show, but also in our hearts, oh God, so that we can go out and be who you have called us to be, which is to be witnesses for you, to go out and share the gospel, to go out and share that same grace and mercy that we received so long ago. Also, that love that we received from your son down on the cross from us, oh God. So, Lord, let our fruits be made whole, let our bodies be made whole. Let nothing be, you know, be missing. Let nothing be broken, whether if it's our labor, whether if it's our friends who are in trouble, who our friends who may need us, whatever it is, oh God, let us be their witnesses, oh God, whether if it's family members, foes, whoever it may be, oh God, let us be your witnesses to that individual. And hopefully something is said through that communication that will draw them closer to you, oh God. Lord, bless my listeners tonight. Bless my partnerships, East Garden, all things essential oils and more, hustleprayeat.com. Bless each and every person that is partaking upon this special exclusive interview with Mark the Bad Guy and Gloria Shalom. Lord, I just pray for your will to be done on tonight. And Lord, if there's anything that we have done, anything we have said, or anything we have thought that is against your will, I pray for forgiveness right now, God, and I pray that you would continue to bless us, not only us, but also our children, also our nieces, nephews, our family members, our friends, our supporters, whoever it may be, even our coworkers, oh God, that we don't even get along with. So bless each and every person that we come in contact with and continue to have your way in our lives, oh God. We fully submit unto you, oh God, and Lord, let your love be felt on this platform. Let your love be extended not only to the listener, but also to their heart, oh God. And I pray that something is said tonight through Glory's testimony or answers to the questions, or Mark's testimony or answers to his questions, that somebody somewhere will hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, receive it, and know that he is Lord of Lord, King of Kings, and also the Savior of our sins. So, Lord, let your will be done on tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Now, I do know that Glory is here. Glory, are you there, sis? Glory, shalom. Knock, knock. Who's there is Glory. What's up?
Good evening, bro. What's going on? I am here. How are you?
Glory. Now, I don't want to say I've missed you, because it's been since 2020. You feel me that you have made an appearance on the KS Radio Show. Of course, we know that you was a co-host during the Angie Rose Candy Combos interview, but for you to be here tonight is, you know, it's like Christmas in July, for real. Aww. So I'm really honored and glad to have you on the show tonight.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's a blessing.
Amen. So I do want to give you a round of applause because, you know, you're a guest and the listeners owe you that much for, you know, joining me tonight on the KS Radio Show. So thank you again. Now, for those who don't know who Glory is an exceptional gospel artist out of Miami, Florida. Not only that, but she just released her very first music video to her song called Hosanna, which we're going to play. She released it, what, 2 months ago, about a month and a half ago? So, again, you guys, if you haven't heard it, you must be living under a rock. So, anyway, you're going to be a fan tonight, and I need you guys to go and check out her video, too, Hosanna. She also has a brand-new song called Yet I Will out, and never know, she might be in the studio, she might be making movies. I don't know what she's doing. She might be doing the airplane. I don't know, but we're going to find out tonight. Lord Shalom, how was your Friday, sis?
My Friday was, it went very well. I had to work today and then just getting ready for tonight, you know, to turn up with you on the KS radio show. So it's been a good day. It's been a blessing.
Amen. I like how you said turn up with you on the KS radio show, because sometimes I'll be feeling left out. Like, the guests just ain't got enough energy for me. I wish maybe one day in the future that the KS radio show will be, you know, live video-wise, because I just had to move the chair out the way because I'm just, you know, I'm too excited right now. I got my sis with me. I'm going to have my bro with me later on. So, again, I'm really excited, really honored to have you here. So for those who don't know who Glory Shalom is, you know, give us, you know, a snippet. Tell us your testimony. How did you come to Christ? Were you, you know, were you born and raised in church? Like, how did you come to Christ?
Mm-hmm. So I was born and raised in the church. My parents, who are now the pastors of the church that I currently attend, they trained us up, you know, how the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he won't depart. So that was pretty much the situation in my household. We were raised to know who Jesus was. We went to church every Sunday. We were involved in church events. And my parents really instilled, like, learning scripture in us when we were young. Like, we had to memorize different Psalms and Proverbs, and we would get rewarded when we memorized, like, the whole Psalm and different things like that. So I was definitely raised in the church. But you have to come to a point in your life where you have to know God for yourself. And the relationship has to be personal for you, because it's a relationship and God is real. So that season for me happened like after college. And I was really seeking God in that season because I was trying to see what my purpose in life was. Like, I went to college, you know, I graduated, but I still didn't feel like I was fulfilling who God had called me to be. So during that season, I was just, like, really spending time with God. I would wake up, like, in the wee hours of the morning, wake up reading my Bible, praying, like, 3 a.m. in the morning, like, just spending time with God. Like, it was just beautiful. Like, I would journal during that season and just really just getting that relationship strong in the Lord. And it was during that season that I came across this devotional that was called Alter Ego, and it was about becoming the person that God has called you to be. And that was the first song that God had given me in that season. And that was actually the first song that I wrote on my EP, Alter Ego. But that was pretty much like God showing me, like, this is what I'm calling you to do. He started pouring into me like songs, like Alter Ego and Eyes of Faith, which are songs off of my first EP. But it was just during that season that God, I really drew close to God in that season. And he showed me who he was, and my relationship with him became personal. So that's pretty much my testimony on my relationship with God. And then he really just showed me, like, I'm calling you to be a singer. I'm calling you to do these things. And it was just a journey of faith and trusting in him. And here I am today, you know, fulfilling my calling and my purpose in Christ.
So, Gloria, I gave you another round of applause, because a lot of people – of course, we all know that we have a story, right? And some of us, we don't know how to share it, when to share it, and some of us are not brave enough to share it. So I gave you a hand clap of praise for, you know, sharing your testimony tonight, because the Bible tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by what? By the word of our testimony. So I'm glad that you, you know, you shared that with us. And yes, all of us have to go through that, you know, that personal relationship stage. You know, being introduced to Jesus all over again, because it's a different experience than, you know, what you were doing as a child. So not to say that he has to reintroduce himself to you, but he definitely has to make himself known. And I get it. We see, you know, kid preachers, you know, on YouTube, going viral and all that stuff. So everyone has a different experience when it comes to Jesus. But so just like you, I relate to your story, because I met Jesus, you know, when I was, you know, as an adult. I was 19 years old, and I was, man, I can't even explain in words what was happening. Again, the only way I can explain it is my left lung was not breathing the same air as my right lung, okay? We're just going to leave it at that. So, of course, I've heard his voice, you know, over the years, giving me directions about people, about things, which way to go home, which way not to go home. So the Holy Spirit is definitely real, you guys, in case if you're questioning it, I'm not making it up. So I know that, Gloria, you have, you know, you just shared that, you know, he was pouring into you. So that's, you know, him, his voice, his word, et cetera. So which is how you are, which is how you became, you know, known as a songwriter, because you write your own songs. So that takes, man, that's a process in itself to, like, hear from God like that, to write a full song, chorus, hook, verse, hook, second verse. Yeah, that's the whole process. So I'm glad that he speaks to me in the small snippets, the small segments that he does, because I don't think I can handle a full song listening to God's voice. So much glory to you, much praise to you for God, you know, sharing things like that with you, because all of us are different, and God knows all of us inside and out. He knows what we can handle. He knows what we can't handle. He knows what we can focus on, what we cannot focus on, how much time, you know, that he has our attention versus how much time he doesn't have our attention. God knows all of us. So I'm grateful and thankful for him pouring into you in that season, which made you the woman of God that you are now, which made you the songwriter that you are now, and, you know, the businesswoman that you are now, because I know that you hear God not just with your music, but, you know, with your family, friends, business, et cetera, events that you partake in, and more. So I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit being active in your life. Now, for those who have not...
thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Now, for those who have not heard the Alter Ego EP, they must be living under a rock. Anyway, you guys, it's on all digital platforms right now. I hate to be calling y'all out like that, but you must be living under a rock, because I've been talking about Glory Shalom since 2019. It's 2022. It's almost 2023 if I check my time right. So y'all must be living under a rock. Anyway, I'm going to put y'all on notice tonight, because we got a lot of her music in queue. And not only is she, you know, her own artist, but she's also featured on tracks with, like, the homie RL Music, who we heard earlier, the homie Elohim from, I want to say he's from Michigan, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. Do not quote me on that. She's been on tracks with the homie Reed Lee Versus, which is another, you know, mutual friend of ours on Facebook. He's another artist out of Michigan. Anyway, she's all across the board. She does events and everything. So y'all going to get a real glimpse tonight. I'm playing songs that I've never played before, including her music as well. So with your new song called Yet I Will, I don't think I've ever had a chance to ask you this question. So what was the inspiration behind your song called Yet I Will, and how long did it take you to write it?
Okay, so Yet I Will was, I wrote Yet I Will in 2019, and I was going through, like, a season of disappointment, and I really felt like I was in a valley season, like a low season, where, you know when you get a word from God and you believe that God is telling you to do something, but then the situation doesn't really look like it's happening the way that you thought it would happen, right? So you start to experience, like, disappointment in that season, and just I was really low in that season. And God encouraged me with, like, the story of Job and, like, how Job had lost everything, but he continued to praise God. And then at the end, God restored everything back to him that was lost. And then also the main scripture that Yet I Will comes from is Habakkuk 3:17-19. And it was pretty much like, for Habakkuk, their fig trees wouldn't bloom. Like, they didn't have anything going on, but he said, Yet I will praise you, Lord. Like, he was not going to stop praising God, even though nothing was going right for him. And so I was just really encouraged during that season to write Yet I Will, because many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God does deliver us. And so that's where Yet I Will came from.
Amen. And how long did it take you to write it? Did it take you, like, days? Would you, like, stay in the studio for 20 hours? Or, like, how long did it take you to write?
You know, Yet I Will, I started that one, and then I kind of put it aside, and then I came back and revisited it. So I'm sort of like, I don't just write quickly, because sometimes for me, God will just drop random lyrics to me at random points, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what he's telling me to write. Because if I sit down and I try hard to write a song, I'm never going to like it. But it's in those moments that the Holy Spirit drops, like, particular lyrics to you that you know, like, okay, this is what he wants me to write for this song. So Yet I Will was written, like, over a period of time.
Gotcha. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get into our first song of the night out of, you know, KS's magical bag of tracks and MP3s and clips and so forth. So this is something brand new. This is her newest song. This is Gloria Shalom, Yet I Will, right here on the KS Radio Show. Don't touch that dial. We got more on the way. Keep it locked. Yet I Will. You guys, man, that was the brand new track, Yet I Will, by our very own Glory Shalom. Glory, man, I remember when you sent that over to me and you was like, bro, don't you dare think about playing this on the KS Radio Show. No, I'm playing. But no, I had onto that song for like a year. I'm not even kidding you. I played it every Sunday while I got the mic set up. And you know, Auntie's fan, she loves you. And she was like,
yes.
Oh, my God. Like, we need to get her here. I don't want to call her over the phone to give her my feedback. I need her in my face so I can tell her my feedback. She loved that clip that you sent me a year ago. And I'm glad that you sent me the full song. And I've been playing it every Sunday since, whether if it's through the Bluetooth speaker outside before Pastor gives his sermon, or if it's just, inside while I'm, getting the chairs and getting the cameras and stuff ready. Anyway, I love that song. And, again, I'm glad I had a chance to ask you what was the inspiration tonight, because I always hear music or I always hear tracks and songs, but to sit down with the artist and ask them, where was your heart at? Where was your mind at? What were you going through in life that drove you, that inspired you to write this track? So thank you for sharing that with us tonight. And I believe just in general, that as a believer, as a Christian, as a disciple of Christ, whatever you want to label yourself as, you have had that Job experience. Somebody has lost everything, or you just lost a job and your boyfriend broke up with you, or your wife cheated on you, or whatever happened. You've lost it all. You lost $10 after you got fired. you didn't lost it all, baby. So, yeah. Again, we've all had that Job experience. Are you laughing at me?
Yes. No, lost it all, baby. But, yeah, I can definitely, I can definitely relate to that for sure.
So I'm glad that you was here tonight to share that with us. I do know it's almost about 8:30, so at the half-hour mark we do shout-outs and et cetera. So with you being my guest tonight, Glory, did you have any shout-outs you would like to give?
Shout-out to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Shout-out to you, Elysio, and the KS Radio Show. You guys, you are very supportive of my ministry, and I'm so grateful to just be connected to you, my brother in Christ. So just shout-out to you. Getting lit every Friday on the KS Radio Show. Shout out to my church family at Glory to God Global Ministries, my parents, my friends, my loved ones. Shout out to everybody.
Now, one person in particular I do want to shout out is, of course, my son Tristan. Me and you, we've been friends for the better part of 2 years, and, you've talked to him on the phone and everything. So shout out to my son Tristan. He always gets a shout out. No matter what I'm doing, Margie interviewed me 2 weeks ago on the Sin Energy Network talk show. I gave him a shout out then. If I'm touching the mic anywhere in Cincinnati, he's somewhere nearby. So I want to give a shout out to my son, Tristan. He definitely keeps me on my toes. Shout out to my sister, Kenesha Warlick, and my mom that is listening live right now. Shout out to Alexis Johnson, who's also my sister, and all of the KS Nation, man. Y'all know who y'all are, man. Everybody that's been supporting me, whether you got T-shirts, share links, share flyers, give me suggestions about making the flyer better, et cetera. All of the KS Nation, I want to say thank you guys for supporting me all these years. And guess what? In January, it'll be year 7. So get ready for the new merch. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. That's all the Holy Spirit told me to say, so that's all I'm going to say. Anyway. I'm really honored to have you here tonight. Now, we do exclusive music and new music here on the KS Radio Show. So I have this brand new song by I want to say he's 10 years old. The guy's name is Lil Keith. The name of the song is called He Already Knows. Now, of course, you probably already know what I'm thinking about, because God already knows everything about us, whether it's struggles, sins, the sin, our happy moments, what gives us joy, et cetera. He already knows everything. When we're going to mess up, how we're going to mess up, if we're going to backslide, when we're going to backslide. So he knows everything. So this is what the song is driving toward. The music video is live now on Instagram, but he will upload it to his YouTube channel later on. Anyway, this is my good friend, BRM, Chicago, Illinois. This is his son. This is his brand new song that dropped today called He Already Knows. Right here exclusively on the KS Radio Show. Don't touch that dial, y'all, man. We got more coming up next, including an announcement about the 17th Annual Back to School Carnival. We are 8 days away, people, and I really cannot wait for August 6th. Anyway, y'all will hear more information about that later on. Here is Lil Keith, what he already knows, exclusively on the KS Radio Show. Check it out.
I'ma start rapping, hit you with the flow. Yeah, the kingdom will grow. We are all sinners, he loves stuff. Yeah, listen here, bro. God be coming, ain't no joke. Yeah, if you go solo, you'll stay go super low. Yeah, God already knows. I'ma start rapping, hit you with the flow. Yeah, the kingdom will grow. We are all sinners, he loves stuff. Yeah, listen here, bro. God be coming, ain't no joke. Yeah, if you go solo, you'll stay go super low. Yeah. God is out here on that beat. Step on devil with your feet. Up in heaven for all of eternity. Go watch Moses split the sea. God is no mythology. Pray for your apologies. God is looking at you. Yee, yee. Stopping on devil, yeah, I am loving it. Playing some Halo, beating covenants. I be on this beat, I be killing it. God loves sister, lust with the spirit. Yeah, I love to greatly just be full of it. I love this song, it do be dope. It is just a super lit. Yeah, God already knows, I'ma start rapping, hit you with the flow. Yeah, the kingdom will grow, we are all sinners, he loves stuff. Yeah, listen here bro, God be coming, ain't no joke. Yeah, if you go solo, you'll instead go super low. Yeah, my head be bobbing, I'm not sobbing. Love our God like Batman Robin. Spread the gospel, we be lobbing. Sitting bars, I do be dropping. Push the devil, we not stopping. Work for God, don't get caught flopping. Friends are lies, he out here mopping. God is first, he always topping. Yeah, my God won't leave me, we are singing. Devils here, we got him leaving. Our God's great, he do be freeing. Stomp on devil, get him fleeing. God's love is the greatest feeling. Need God help, he'll get to healing. Do not sin, including stealing. Yeah, God already knows, I'ma start rapping, hit you with the flow. Yeah, the kingdom will grow, we are all sinners, he loves stuff. Yeah, listen here bro, God be coming, ain't no joke. Yeah, if you go solo, you'll instead go super low. Yeah, God already knows, I'ma start rapping, hit you with the flow. Yeah, the kingdom will grow, we are all sinners, he loves stuff. Yeah, listen here bro, God be coming, ain't no joke. Yeah, if you go solo, you'll instead go super.
Hey, what's up? This is Chrissy Payne with Fox Culture, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show. Keep bearing fruit.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. ShalomChic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Yo, this is Brody Da Vinci, and you are now tuned in to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Bless.
All right, you guys, we are back again, man. That was something brand new from the homie Lil Keith. Again, I think he's 10. I could be wrong. But that was his song called He Already Knows that dropped today. I played it exclusively on Tuesday on Candy Convo's finale with B. Price. In case if you guys didn't get the chance to hear it then, you heard it tonight. And again, the music video will be uploaded here soon. Shout out to BRN for sending it over to me. Also, I told you guys about three events that's happening tomorrow. So I'm going to go ahead and run through these, and then we're going to get back into the show with Glory. Tomorrow is Unity in Community with Souls Awakening and a bunch of other artists in Hamilton, Ohio from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at River's Edge Park. Also tomorrow, Rock the Block at 7 p.m. at Shiloh Seventh-day Adventist Church on Fridays and Saturdays. So it's tonight and tomorrow at 7 p.m. And Midwest Summer Jam 2022 tomorrow is going down at 7 p.m. 3358 McHenry Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio. At the Summer Jam session, at the Summer Jam concert, is going to be Big Steve, Deacon Daz, A-Easy. Man, a lot of people are going to come out tomorrow. Dupre, E-Mac. E-Mac going to be at both events. He's going to be at the event, at the Unity and Park event, and he's going to be at the Summer Jam event. So anyway, definitely come out tomorrow. If you guys need any other information, contact me at Elicio Torres or at KS Radio Show, anyone on social media, and I can send the information over to you. And for those who are inquiring about ShalomSheet.com, because we just played the commercial, ShalomSheet.com has a link to their website in the description of the show. So just click the link, do me a favor, do yourself a favor, and shop today. Anyway, for you guys who don't know anything about ShalomSheet.com, ShalomSheet.com has a entrepreneur, a businesswoman in herself, and she is my guest tonight, Gloria Shalom. So she's not only a singer, you guys, but she also has her hands filled with her very own business. Gloria Shalom, man, you are a busy woman. I'm glad to have you here tonight, for real. What are your thoughts about Lil Keith with his track He Already Knows?
I love it, and I just want to encourage him to keep going. That's so awesome for him to start so young. I love the song.
Amen. Then I'm guessing he mimics his dad, because BRM is a rapper as well, and you know he's a label manager at Rapture Ready North. So you know the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, right?
Right. That's awesome.
Amen. Amen. So we're gonna talk a little bit about ShalomSheet.com, because that is your business, and it's important for you to promote your business as well as, you know, your music. So what was the inspiration behind, you know, building your brand, building a website, starting a business called ShalomSheet.com?
Well, I'm very much into fashion, and that's something that I love. So we decided to start an online boutique for women that offers the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. And like Shalom Chic is still a baby, so I have so many ideas of where I want to take the brand. But right now we are just only online. I do want to one day expand to have like an in-person store. But yes, we are online, and the ladies can shop affordable prices and fashionable couture at ShalomChic.com.
Now, when you say in-person store, do you mean like only in Miami? You going to have your cousins open up a shop in Pennsylvania or something? Like, you trying to expand? What's going on?
Well, you know, it's still in the works, so I don't want to put too much out there. But, yes, I do want to have, like, a brick-and-mortar boutique store for Shalom Chic. That's a dream.
Gotcha. That's amazing. So, Gloria, I know that, you know, me and you were very close friends, I would say. And I know that I don't believe last time you were on the show, you and RL had the track with Cliff Abron called Glory.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say RL was looking for someone who, you know, can sing or rap in Spanish, and, you know, you fit the criteria, and there you go. So what was the experience like collabing with RL on his track?
So I love my brother in Christ. He's just so amazing and so talented, and he just presented me with the song. He told me what he wanted, what he needed on the song, and we just got it done. It was like, it was just, you know, it flowed very well, and God used me to be a part of that track. So I was very, very blessed to be on that track, and it came out so amazing.
Now I just want to ask you, you know, what made you say yes? Because, you know, have you heard of his music before he asked you to be a part of the song, or what?
Yes, well, I know, I'm pretty sure that I met RL through you. So I've heard. So, yes, I did hear RL's music before he had asked me to be a part of the song.
Okay. And what made you say yes?
You know, I have to be led by the Holy Spirit, and I had a piece about it. So.
All right.
Yes.
Well, we are going to play that song next, in case if you guys have never heard it. I do want to say that in my opinion, it's pretty exclusive, because RL doesn't release his music on social media platforms like Spotify, SoundCloud. He doesn't do that stuff to want to collab with you know, someone that he's never met, you know, Glory Shalom. Of course, I don't know if he knew Cliff Abraham before this track, but the track came together very beautifully, and all three of you guys, y'all did y'all thing, and I'm pretty sure somewhere in heaven, God is smiling down because of this song, because it gives him glory. So I'm really excited to play this song tonight exclusively. Here's RL Music with Glory Up, featuring Cliff Abraham and yours truly, Glory Shalom. Check it out.
Oh, the glory goes up, yeah, yeah, the glory goes up.
Hey, what's up? This is V Rose, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home to the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
Hey, y'all, man. Bruh, if like Picasso is for painting, you feel me? Because he's the one that, you know, created masterpieces for art and painting. That Glory Up track is a masterpiece for music. Oh, my gosh. From beginning to end. Oh, my gosh. Like, I get chills every time I listen to it. And I haven't heard it in a while. So I got chills all over again, Glory Shalom.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, I love that track. I love that track. And, you know, you sung in English a little bit, and then you turn around and sung in Spanish. My mind was blown, girl. Good Lord.
Thank you so much.
Definitely love it. Now, do you enjoy singing in English, or do you enjoy singing in Spanish more?
You know, I really love Spanish music. Like, I'm the type of person that will listen to, like, Spanish, like, Christian music, of course, but, like, different cultures, like reggaeton, and I just love to listen to music from different cultures, so I definitely love listening to Spanish music, and I definitely enjoy singing in Spanish as well.
Hey, man, well, I can't carpool with you because I don't understand a lick of Spanish. I got to find my own ride.
But that's okay, though. Like, I may not understand everything they're saying, but I can still jam out to it.
That's funny. I don't think I laughed that hard in 6 years live on the show. That was funny. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Glory.
You're welcome.
So we know that you're a songwriter. You know, we know that you're a woman of God. We know that you are a businesswoman. What else, you know, don't we know? So do you cook chicken with one hand? Do you juggle with your eyes closed? What? Man,
well,
it got to be something else that we don't know.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you, like, many people don't know that I'm also a dancer. Like, I'm classically, well, technically trained in, like, ballet and jazz, stuff like that. So you guys are going to be seeing a little bit more dancing from me, like maybe in music videos and upcoming shows. I definitely want to incorporate more dance in my ministry.
Gotcha. I also want to tell you that RL says hello and that he is heartbroken because he didn't have a chance to listen to the show tonight. So I wish I could send you the text message that he just sent me. So shout out to RL Music and, I'm sure he's going to listen to the replay. Anyway, Glory, before we get out of here, of course, you mentioned dancing is, you know, part of your background. You're very gifted in dancing. And we saw a little snippet of it in your music video to your song called Hosanna. Now, Hosanna, if I'm not mistaken, came out before Yet I Will. I want to say it came out.
Yeah.
Did it come out last year? August 2021, because it's a really like summertime, springtime track. So it came out
last year, and the video came
out a couple months ago. Oh, last July. I'm sorry. I thought I was a fan. My bad. I was close. So we saw a little bit of your dancing in the video to Hosanna. So what was the inspiration behind the song called Hosanna?
Yes. So Hosanna was inspired by African beats and African music. Before I wrote Hosanna, I was actually like listening to a lot of African songs, like Afrobeat songs. And so we came up with the idea to make an Afrobeat song. So that's where Hosanna came about. And the funny thing about Hosanna is I had written the song, like I had written the verses like over and over, and I still didn't like what I had for Hosanna, right? So I was just like, you know, like the day for me to record came about, and I was like, you know what, Lord, I'm just going to trust you with this song because, you know, I had written some stuff, but it was like, no, I want to write something else. I want to write something more tacky. But literally the morning that I was going to the studio to record, the Lord dropped this lyric in my head, "The verdict is in." And I like literally sat up out of my sleep, and I was like, that's it, the verdict is in. And I rewrote both of the verses for that song the morning that I had to go in to record that song. So that was like God always drops those lyrics like right in my head, and I know it's from him. So that was the inspiration behind Hosanna.
That is amazing. And the Hosanna video that's on YouTube, on your YouTube channel, is your very first official music video. So it's not something that you created. It's not a lyric video. None of that. You actually paid somebody to shoot a video. So, you guys, if you're not doing nothing else after the show, definitely subscribe to her YouTube channel and watch, comment, and like the Hosanna music video. When Hosanna dropped, I was working at the school, and I showed it to the kindergartners, and they was like, oh, my God, Miss Eli, she's so pretty. Does she live here? Is she your friend? That was all in my business. So I'm glad to be promoting music that is positive, that has a positive influence and a positive message for the kids that I, you know, that I, you know, that I serve, that I watch over, that I teach. Mm-hmm. I was honored that you sent me the, you know, the YouTube link, and I was honored to play it for those kids. So without any further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into your Hosanna track. And then after that, we're going to come back, and I'm going to get her social media information so you guys can follow her after this interview. Keep it locked. It's the brand new, well, one of the newest tracks, Hosanna by Gloria Shalom. Check it out.
Give you praise, Hosanna. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your man, Jay Nib, right out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm coming to you to let you know you already tuned in to the best station in the nation. It's the KS Radio Show, so make sure you stay tuned in for exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
Hey, man, there's no way you guys could tell me that the Hosanna track by Gloria Shalom did not make you want to get up and dance just a little bit, even for the people who can't dance, even for the people that got back injuries, knee injuries, foot injuries, you have to get up and want to dance off that track. I absolutely love it. The video is shot. The video is released, and you guys can watch it now on YouTube. Glory, man, I love that track. Definitely a different
Thank
sound from what
so
I'm used
much.
To from the Alter Ego EP, but I'm rocking
mm-hmm.
with it. You feel me?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, now I knew know that we got Mark Evans, a.k.a. Mark the Bad Guy, up at 9 o'clock. So with time being of the essence, how can people get a hold of you on social media?
Instagram account is Glory Shalom. I'm also on Facebook. My official artist page is Official Glory Shalom. And you all can follow me also on Spotify at Glory Shalom, YouTube, Glory Shalom. And also can get in contact with me on my website at GloryShalom.com.
Amen. And for those who are, you know, inquiring about, you know, fashion outside of your website, do you have a Instagram page or anything for your website, Shalom Chic?
Yes. So Shalom Chic is ShalomChic.com, and we're also on Instagram at Shalom Chic Boutique.
Amen. Well, I do know that we got to get out of here. Again, Gloria, I want to say thank you for joining me tonight. Do you have any last words or last remarks or any encouragement for the listeners tonight?
Yes, I want to start by saying thank you so much, bro, for having me on the show. It's been an absolute honor and a pleasure, so thank you for having me. And I just want to encourage the listeners that are out there to just keep trusting God and to keep walking with God and allow him to order your steps, because he will not fail you. So keep walking with him.
Amen. Now, you said keep walking with him, right? And you know that Miles Minnick just came out with this track called Steppin', right? Anyway, if you don't know, we're going to go ahead and get into this brand-new Miles Minnick track featuring What Up RG. This is Steppin' straight out of the West Coast. Throw your doves up because Mark Evans is up next. We're going to talk about Hustler E. We're going to get his testimony. But first, we got to let Gloria Shalom go in the wind. This is Miles Minnick, What Up RG. This is Steppin' right here on the KS Radio Show. And y'all keep it locked, man. Y'all know how we get down on Friday
What's
night.
What's up, KS Nation?
Let's go.
This your boy, Marty the Greatest, and I'm rocking with my bro, Alicio, a.k.a.
KS, the legend.
And you are now caught up in a lit-tuation on the KS Radio Show.
Hold up. So how you made this?
Couldn't be luck, baby girl, I'm just blessed. And Holly's favorite. spending money, but we major, major. Walking with the light and the flavor, flavor. In and out of Oakland like a Raider. I can't help myself. I'm so hot, I may melt myself.
Hey, this is Ariana Marie, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
All right, you guys, we are back. That was Miles Minnick featuring What Up RG with Steppin, brand new track, been out about 2 weeks now, doing crazy numbers on YouTube. If you haven't watched the video, then you must be living under a rock still after, you know, finding out about Glory Shalom. You still might be living under a rock. That's okay, though, because KS is here, and I got all the music you need to listen to. So, it's a Friday night situation, man. Y'all already know how we get down on Fridays, man. Anyway, I got another big announcement, and this time I want to honor my sister, Tanisha Warlick, for stepping out on faith and doing something that she loves, because she has a brand new business that's now on the scene. If you are in need of essential oils, or, you know, you have a cut, or a bruise, or maybe you got eczema, or, you know, something going on with your immune system, she has all the products you need. Do me a favor and check out All Things Essential Oils and More, llc.square.site. If that's too much to remember, just copy and paste the link from the browser, and it will take you right to her website. She has literally, when I say everything, I mean it. She has everything you need. Whether you, your friend, your hater, your neighbor, your daddy, your mama, grandma, your dog, everybody, if you need anything, she has it. Definitely do me a favor and check out the website, All Things Essential Oils and More, llc.square.site is actually live now. So definitely check out her website and show her some support. We got Mark the Bad Guy in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Mark, man, are you there, bro?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Bro.
Check, check, check.
Dancer, Mike. Entrepreneur, man of God, father. Hey, we Mike. Here, man. We here, man. Mike. What's going on, Mark?
Bro, cooling, man. Today was a busy day, honestly. But glad to land here. Know what I mean? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm good, man. I want to give you a round of applause for, you know, being my guest and, you know, allowing me to interview you tonight on the KS Radio Show.
Yay.
Hey, man, I have had a great day, man. Phenomenal interview with Gloria Shalom, you know, introducing you. And again, man, I'm glad that you're here tonight to, you know, share your testimony, maybe give some business tips, maybe not give any business tips. Anyway, I'm definitely honored to have you as a friend and as a brother, bro. So, you know, tell us about who Mark Evans is. Who is Mark the Bad Guy, and why did you choose that name?
Yeah, man. So, I mean, first things first, Mark Evans. I was raised in Grand Rapids. Kind of typical Black American story. Didn't have a dad, but luckily I had some uncles that was in the faith. That brought me in just against, you know, they didn't have a lot of money either, but they brought me in like a son. And, you know, I found my father. And even through that, you know, there's, you know, reconciliation with my entire father's side of the family. So I'm still getting to know some family. But, you know, that's me in a nutshell. The bad guy, actually, I heard a Dame Dash interview, and he was like, Jesus was a bad guy to the bad guys, and that's why the government killed him. So I was thinking, like, yo, that's pretty hard. You know what I mean? Like, being a villain to the world. You know, I don't want to be friends with the world. I want to be seen as an antagonist, someone that, you know, when I come around, I shake things up. So, man, I put on a ski mask. I call myself the bad guy and watch, you know, the world tremble. So,
I feel it, man. You know, all these years that we've been friends on Facebook, and like we even met in person once or twice. Of course, when Steven came to Cincinnati, and then at the Super Eat conference last year. But I've never known, you know, that story. I've never known, you know, what was the inspiration behind that name. So thank you for sharing that tonight on the KS Radio Show.
Yeah, man. Yo, no doubt, you know. I don't want to put people on to Dame Dash for real, but, I mean, I'll be honest with you.
I feel you, bro. So we got the name, we got the testimony. How did you get into, you know, dancing? Because I know that you and Steven, y'all cut up a lot of wood. So how did you get into dancing?
So, I mean, okay, take it back to the testimony. So I was actually, you know, my mom and my dad, they both got married to other people the same month or the same year. So, like, I went from, like, an only child to, like, the middle of seven really fast. So, you know, with that, everywhere I went, I was the middle child, unfortunately. So, you know, it sucked. You know, I kind of, you know, I didn't like my house. Plus, you know, the babysitter, I don't know if, you know, you could relate, but I was molested by my babysitter. So, it just made things tough. You know, you really didn't want to stay in your house. And me and my mom had a big falling out. I don't know what it's like to fall out with a 7-8-year-old, but I really didn't want too much to do with my mom. I kind of just, you know, I stayed after school as long as possible. I went to school as early as possible. I went to grandma's house as much as possible. But there was an opportunity for a dance class. So, I mean, that's the uncle who's a Christian. Not Troy, but his brother Raymond. But he took me from my after school program and he brought me to a ballet company. So I just spent as much time as I can there. They offered me a scholarship to dance. It's the only professional dance company in Michigan. So I got a full ride scholarship to do the ballet. I did the outreach program and I was learning hip hop at 14. So from there, I kind of didn't look back, just kept my eyes on the dance portion. That was my outlet. It was like the only thing I was ever good at in math. But, yeah, dancing was it for me. So I was late. You know, most people start when they're started as a teenager, but I think I'm better than a lot of people I know. So it kind of worked out.
Again, man, what did you say, molested by your babysitter? You know how much trauma that is? Like, yeah. Like, man, and I'm guessing dancing was, you know, was an escape for you. I can only guess that because I've heard of people, you know, dealing with hurt, dealing with trauma, dealing with pain through forms of creative arts. So was dancing an escape for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely an escape, like, you know, creatively, and, you know, mentally, but physically, I just had to get away from my situation because it wasn't healthy for me, you know. I didn't understand the pressure. Like, my mom was going through a divorce. I don't know what that's like. I was just a kid, but I had no compassion on my mom. I wasn't a believer then. So that escape where I didn't say anything, where I wasn't getting in trouble at home, I legit would go I'll go to school early. I'll leave school, I'll go straight to the ballet company 5 days a week. So my physical escape, you know, I started counseling. I started counseling for it to kind of, you know, dig it out. But, man, my counselor ended up bouncing on me, man. He found a better job. So now I got to start that process over. But, you know, I've been digging into it. But, you know, just that escape. It sounds bad, but, I mean, it's exactly what God used to, you know, draw me to him. So, pans out.
Amen, bro. Well, again, I would have never known any of this without you being in the hot seat tonight on the KS Radio Show. So, thank you for being a guest. Real talk.
No, man, thanks for having me, bro.
Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get into some music. We got some Stephen Malcolm. We got some exclusive B Price in queue. and I'm going to play that next. This is a B Price. This is a Prayed Up. And when I say exclusive, I'm meaning like it's not released yet. You can't find it on social media, nowhere. So this is something exclusive from the homie B Price, who was my guest this past Tuesday on Candid Convos. This is Prayed Up off of his new project coming out soon called The Transition, KS Radio Show. Y'all keep it locked. We got more with Mark the Bad Guy, and we're going to talk about HustleForE.com up next. So definitely don't touch that dial. If you haven't called in yet, the number is 914-205-5471. We want to say thank you to all the live listeners and everyone that's watching via internet. But we're going to go ahead and get into this exclusive track. Here's B Price with Prayed Up. Check it out.
I used to kick it on the back streets, doing dirt, everything else took a back seat. Yeah, then God came and snatched me. When I was running around in circles like a track meet. Yeah, stay focused, walking truth, faith. God got us, bro, we too straight. Things going at a new pace. When you feel with truth, it's impossible to move faith. Got the streets jumping with the word, now they trap talk. Hit the ground running, flying past you like a track hawk. Used to be in bondage, think I came in with the cast off. Now I'm free, it's time to blast off. Yeah, hey, I'm just staying prayed up. Let go. I'm just staying prayed up. Yeah, I'm just staying prayed up. Yeah. I'm just staying prayed up. I'm just staying prayed up. Yeah. I'm just staying prayed up. Yeah. I'm just staying prayed up. I'm just staying prayed up. Holy Spirit activate. Yeah. Keep me from the path of hate. There's people around me at the face.
This life-changing program called From Forgiveness to Healing. From Forgiveness to Healing is a faith-based 8-week transformational journey that supports individuals through the process of forgiveness. The program is designed to help individuals release the burdens and pains that they have experienced due to unforgiveness. Most people don't realize the toxicity that unforgiveness creates in their lives and how it impacts decision-making and how they interact with others. From Forgiveness to Healing helps individuals gain insight into how their painful and stressful life experiences impact how they view themselves and others. Here are just some of the benefits of the From Forgiveness to Healing program. Individuals gain an understanding of the process of forgiveness, learn the importance of self-compassion, deepen their relationship and connection with God, learn to relate differently to their painful or stressful life experiences, develop a new way to handle life experiences, are empowered to live their desired lives, have access to a supportive community of believers. From Forgiveness to Healing was divinely given to me by God. It was my answered prayer on how to help my clients move along their healing journey. I knew what God had given me was impactful, but I had no idea the level of impact it would have on people's lives until they started experiencing the material. Here are some of the comments from the participants on how they describe their experience with the program. This journey has been God's cosmetic surgery to a new life, new relationship, new spirit, new love, new appreciation. Very valuable, especially to people dealing with abuse, trauma, grief, or unforgiveness. Going into the class with an open mind and heart may allow you to receive all, if not a part of what you hope to receive on your forgiveness and healing journey. This journey was enlightening, and I know that I have to do my best to live out what I learned.
The Forgiveness to Healing program has made a huge impact in my life, and I am starting to see the effects of the change in me, how it affects those that I'm connected to. This program has allowed me to actually go back to where my pain story started and address some of those issues that I thought were gone, but I've still been dealing with over time. It allowed me to learn to let go of past hurts, and also learn the process of forgiving, like truly forgiving people for the pain that they've caused me, as well as take accountability for the pain that I've caused others.
From Forgiveness to Healing is your opportunity to learn how to relate differently to your painful and stressful life experiences. Are you ready to experience freedom and healing? Then register today for this life-changing program.
What up, y'all? This your boy D1. Right now, you are rocking with the KS Radio Show. Yeah.
How about you guys? We just heard the announcement, the commercial, the advertisement from Rosalind Smith Counseling. So do me a favor, do yourself a favor. If you are considering counseling and you live somewhere in Ohio or somewhere in Cincinnati and you need that help, click the link to her website, rosalindsmithcounseling.com, in the description, and book a session today. She's definitely A-plus rated. I highly recommend her because she has not only helped me, but she has helped other people like you heard in the commercial. So do yourself a favor. Check out rosalindsmithcounseling.com. The link is in the description. Amen and amen. Mark Evans, a.k.a. Mark the Bad Guy, is here with me tonight. We just heard something exclusive from B. Price called Prayed Up. Man, what you think about that track, bro?
I like it. I like the growl. You know what I mean? He seemed like he got some bass in his voice. You know, I'd be interested to see him show.
Definitely, definitely. Now, Mark, you are not only a dancer, but you're also the founder and CEO of Hustle, Pray, Eat, which, has, if I'm not mistaken, started in 2018. What was the inspiration, and, you know, how did you get your business started?
Yeah, man. So it's one of those by necessity kind of situations. So I don't know if you ever, you know, if you, like, you know, today is the 29th. The 1st is coming up Monday, right? You ever pay your bills on the 1st and, like, kind of look ahead and realize, oh, man, I probably ain't got money for the next 1st. I don't know if you've ever been in that situation, brother, but we were looking down that, and we had an entire month to figure out. Me and my wife, we just got married, like a month in or 2 months in or something like that, and you know I had to do something. We had to figure out something to pay these bills. So hold on.
Okay, so he told me to hold on. We're going to go ahead and get into some more music right now here on the KS Radio Show. This is something brand new that dropped today as well by the homie A-Easy. You know, A-Easy is going to be in the building tomorrow at the Summer Cincinnati Session. So I'm really excited for him. I don't know if he's going to perform this song tomorrow or not, but we're going to go ahead and get into this track. This is We Made It featuring John Keith and Message Music. This is the homie A-Easy. Keep it locked. We made it right here. Exclusively and brand new on the KS Radio Show. We waiting for Mark to call back in, man. We're going to get him on the line. We're going to turn up with him. But until then, enjoy this track. A-Easy, We Made It. Check it out.
Thank God we made it. We came a long way. I need a vacation. Been out of a day. We came from the basement. We making them plays. Congratulations. Let's celebrate it. Yeah, yeah. Thank God we made it. We came a long way. I need a vacation. Been out of a day. We came from the basement. We making them plays. Congratulations. Let's celebrate it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, OT, maybe OD, still got drive with no keys, still overtime with no team, still got shine on me, RIP cause I DDT the game, got to B.I.G. for fame, in 5 years we gon' be the same, tell me you ain't entertained, wait up, lay up, y'all on me, go ahead pay up, don't know me, please don't say none, I'm all blacked out, y'all can't play us, you tweaking, I had to freak it, who peeking, no leaking, I'm on FaceTime, still no speaking, I'm in silence, gone for the weekend,
I ain't go, what y'all want? That's how it go. Say what's next, I still don't know. I'm just living in the moment. What y'all want, that's how it go. Say what's next, I still don't know. I'm just living in the moment.
Thank God we made it. We came a long way. I need a vacation. Been out of a day. We came from the basement. We making them plays. Congratulations. Let's celebrate it. Yeah, yeah. Thank God we made it. We came a long way. I need a vacation. We came from the basement. We making them plays. Congratulations. Let's celebrate it, yeah, yeah.
Look, all work, bro, that's OT. Doing work since I was a teen. Listen, still putting on for the team. New one day, just living our dreams. Still got over them bands. Loyal, bro, I'll die for the fans. Big rings on every hand. It's not vacating unless we got sand. Listen up, bro, we made it. We came a long way from the basement. Bless, bro, look at the statement. I ain't coming out unless y'all paying. Now you celebrate these moments. Nothing but wins, we toastin'. He healed them scars like Logan. Diesel tried, bro, he's so
I ain't go, what y'all want, that's how it go. Say what's next, I still don't know. I'm just living in the moment, man. What y'all want, that's how it go. Say what's next, I still don't know. I'm just living in the moment.
Thank God we made it. We came a long way. I need a vacation. Been out of a day. We came from the basement. We making them plays. Congratulations, let's celebrate it, yeah, yeah. Thank God we made it, we came a long way. I need a vacation, been out of a day. We came from the basement, we making them plays. Congratulations, let's celebrate it, yeah, yeah.
Hey, it's Edify, and you are listening to KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
Again, y'all, something brand new, fresh out the chamber. That was A-Easy, Cincinnati's Own with We Made It, featuring John Keith and Message Music. It dropped today. It is available on all digital platforms, so do me a favor and support it. Mark the Bad Guy is back, ladies and gentlemen, man. We are turning up on this Friday night situation. So, bro, you were saying, you know, what inspired, you know, the start of your business, Hustle Pray Eat.
Yeah, man, I'm so sorry. So the situation was we did not have the money. We knew we wasn't going to have the money come the month before, because the schedule was looking pretty thin. So it's like an exercise, you know, what's three words that describe you, right? Mind you, I went through, you know, probably 10 or 12 different ideas before, you know, landing on Hustle, Pray, Eat. But I got the head nod from my wife. Said, yeah, absolutely, that's us. And if people don't like it, they don't like it. So then the guy that made it was the youth pastor of the church, of the new church that I found myself in. He also printed T-shirts. So for the love, he gave me like 50 shirts, 50 hoodies. Was like, hey, pay me back when you can. And turns out he was like, yo, I don't even want it. You know, let it be a blessing to your family. But we go out on the Bible tour. It's Natalie Grant, Matt Maher, Andrew Peterson, some other CCM artists. And they don't let me put my merch out, which sucks. Because this is how I planned on making the money for bills, and we had one show that was off the tour. It was a festival out in California, in Anaheim. And, yeah, we went there. We sold out. I made enough to pay my bills and a little extra, honestly. So it was just – it was a wonderful feeling. I knew people really, you know, dug it. People really received it well. I don't know what the pitch was, but just a note for any artist that's listening, you have to pitch yourself. You have to not sell yourself, but you have to make yourself, you know, desirable for people that's listening, because they think they're just coming for a show, but, you know, you want them to have the full experience, and they got the full experience. They've seen the hard work. They see that we're men of God, men of prayer. And they see that, hey, man, we're trying to feed ourselves and we're trying to feed our community. So, man, we sold out on the kiddie stage. Like, I don't know if you've been to many festivals, but we was at the little kid tent. Me and Steve, we rocked the show. But, yeah, it was monumental. So, you know, that's when, you know, it started, but it didn't become a business until 2019 when I found out, you know, I had my son on the way. So, I mean, same thing, kind of, you know, buckle down, you know what you need to do. My uncle, Troy Evans, you met him. Amazing, you know, amazing mind, amazing brain, amazing heart, amazing spirit. You know, he's, you know, 100% dedicated to the Lord. He's also a great businessman. So he kind of helped me put the pieces together. And, you know, now we split it 50-50. We bust that thing down even. And
that's what's up, man.
We're all over the world right now with it. So, yo.
That's what's up, man. So you just went off of, you know, an idea and you made it into a reality. That's what's up,
yeah,
man. A lot of us, we have ideas and we never turn it into, you know, a reality, let alone a profit. And you have done it. I'm not sure, you know, what else Hustler Eat is going to do in the future. But you guys are putting on conferences now. The second one is coming up this September, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
You're still selling,
yes, sir,
stuff. You have discounts, you know, every other holiday or whatever, every holiday. Y'all putting the work in. Y'all got podcasts.
Yes,
Steven, you know, still going out, you know, doing shows and events. Y'all are at the brick and mortars every weekend at the mall. Man, y'all getting it in. Hustler Eat are really hustling and really getting it in for the Lord and, you know, for the brand. And you guys are all for sure, bro.
Yeah, man, it's an honor just to find people. And it's not us. You know, it's cool, you know, me, P.E., my wife, Steven, but it's the people that, you know, who identify with it. And we didn't even know y'all before this. You know what I mean? That's the real testament of, you know, what God is really doing with this. Because it's cool to say, yeah, we're the family, but, yo, the family is the people that's doing the will of the Lord. You know what I mean? And I see the people that identify with Hustle, Pray, Eat. And, yeah, it's just, it's a different culture, man. And I'm glad to be a part of it.
Amen, bro. So, you have a website, you have a brand. Do you have any encouragement for those who are looking to start a brand or a business?
Yes. So every business should be a solution to a pain point. Every brand should just have a voice, stand alone. So, you know, if you are into T-shirts and you really like T-shirts, that's one thing. But if you're a brand, you have to know it's not just T-shirts, it's podcasts. You know, it has to speak. It has to have a look. It has to walk by itself. You know, like, yeah, a brand is so much bigger than just, you know, printing on a T-shirt and pushing it out. You know, it has to have different facets that support each other. So, you know, luckily we have, you know, an amazing pastor in the church that's behind us that allows us to do an urban leadership conference, because the shirt's not enough. Now we have to, you know, put some power in the shirt. It's just three words, but now, you know, that three words, that you have to put the power behind the brand. So, yeah, that's my advice. Don't just put out cool merch. Just find a way to empower it and keep it moving.
Well, we're going to go ahead and get into some music. Steven releases a project. What is the name of his project? It was on the tip of my tongue before the show. I can't even think of it right now. Is it Tree?
Tree.
Or is it?
Tree.
I thought it was Tree.
Tree.
Anyway, we got one of his brand new tracks from that project called Respect. And I fell in love with the song right after I watched the video. Anyway, you guys, if you haven't heard of Steven Malcolm, you're definitely going to be put on game tonight, because I'm about to play his track called Respect right here on the KS Radio Show. Y'all keep it locked in with the homie KS and Mark the Bad Guy. We got more coming up next. It's a lituation on the KS Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go.
1, 2, 3.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Steven Malcolm, and you are now rocking with the KS Radio Show. Let's get it.
Track, I told him, boy, I'm on it. I done met some people, made me question motives.
Let's go.
Industry be tricky, gotta watch you close. It's only when you winning that they taking notice. Okay, Midwest, I've been grinding ever
Midwest,
since 2010. West. Back on Lafayette, I never been basic. Yeah. Legit like a candle, then I pin greatness. Piece of cake, watch the boy demonstrate. Yeah. Give me the ball, I fade, or take it up all the way. Yeah.
Hey.
Went to the mall today, I bought me a bottle, baby. Yeah. Hey. Swerving a drag race, I'm picking up all the pace. Yeah. I've been in the gym lately, come catch you a ball fade. Yeah.
Hey.
I don't tolerate no disrespect, you get checked.
Hey.
Talking sideways, now you regret trying to step.
Hey.
No more fake around me, you get dealt with the left. Hey. Cloud chasing, that there what I call fake. Yeah.
Yo, Arias. Come, Karas.
Respect.
No. The Almighty has given
eye
on
our
tongue. Let no one here fear for his own life.
Yeah. Mama, she told me that I could do anything just with my mind to it. Cranium vision, I write with precision, I look at what God's doing. To keep it 100, I came from the bottom, now look at my influence. Been doing what they said I can't, and it ain't going. The way they ever wanted it to go, boy, I remember late night sleeping in hotel rooms. Sister had to pay the rent with the strip money. Mama creeping with the neighbor, had to hold the burner after getting jumped, yeah. They ask me why I'm humble, I came from the slums, yeah. Honestly, I'm like the highest grade in the dispensary. Probably how I control the game, I know it's meant for me. Blessed to see the dream, I live it like I know it's destiny. 19, graduated, kept in gown, round here. 5 years later, getting signed, big sound round here. Ain't nobody keeping up, I run the town round here. Had to double back, was way too many clowns round here. Had to move a couple pieces, now we popping round. True character gon' come out when there's pressure around here. Diamonds on me cause I've been through the test around here. True saint, boy, I live for the blessing around here. Too lit, damn boy, fire how I set it round here. I live in no limit, I whip like a chemist. My name in your mind, but I am not a dentist. The record like Guinness, the people my witness. My pen and my pad turn me into a menace. Again and again, gotta sprint to the finish. I get in my bag and everybody listen. I don't mean to brag, but I gotta get it, man, I'm out. It was.
What's good, y'all? This your boy, K-Drama, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and music. Keep it locked.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at Aliciotorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show. Or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony. So get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intercept. How you in the click, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Hey, this your boy Queez, man, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked. Let's go.
Hey, y'all, man. We are back, man. I want to give a big shout-out to overcomerapparel.com. You guys can find their link to their website, which is in the description. I also want to give a big shout-out to Eventures Rentals Cincinnati, because Eventures Rentals, you know, they got electric cars, y'all. Teslas, Polestars. Man, they doing it big over there. So if you are in Cincinnati and you're looking for an electric car because gas is going up and you got a little extra money, definitely check out EventuresRentalCincinnati.com. In Cincinnati or in Dayton, they will hook you up. Just let them know that Alicia sent you, and they already know what to do. They're going to give you a big discount. Anyway, show them some love for showing me some love. Eventures Rentals on social media and EventuresRentalCincinnati.com is their website. So definitely check them out today. Mark the Bad Guys here. We just heard from Stephen Malcolm, Respect off of the project called Tree. Mark the Bad Guy, man. I want to say thank you for joining me tonight, bro. I know we got a couple more minutes before we get out of here. But with you being my guest, we heard Brody DaVinci mentioning that, you know, we do birthday shout-outs and shout-outs here on the KS Radio Show. So with you being my guest, is there anyone or any group of people that you would like to give a shout-out tonight to?
Man, my homie Queez just had a birthday this past Sunday. I have zero idea how old he is for real, but happy birthday to the homie Queez, Oquision. Yeah, I got friends' birthday this week. I'm sure. I don't know. I got to check Facebook.
Any other shout-outs, your barber, your wife, kid, anybody?
Oh, yeah, man. Shout-out to my wife, Allison Evans, you know, Allison Worship, look her up, you know, on IG. She got music coming very, very soon. Shout out HPE, PE, J, Charity, my boy Steve. Shout out to you. Thanks for, you know what I mean, hitting me up with this interview. This is dope. I know this is like a, you know, long time in the works. Can't wait to have you back at the conference. Yeah, shout out Grand Rapids, shout out Michigan, shout out the people of God that's watching or listening, or I hope y'all not watching it. I'm like wearing like no shirt, these little I hope y'all can't see me right now. But shout out to the people that's listening.
Amen. So, with you being, you know, an entrepreneur, were you scared at all to start a business?
I think the fear comes once you get a little success. You kind of never want to step backwards. So the first time, you know, I started a business, I was 19. I did had a dance studio called Momentum, and you know, we rocked for a few years before I started DJing, before I started taking off. But you know, I was holding classes out the church, so I have a little experience. So, you know, Hustle Pray isn't my first, you know, business venture, but you know, yeah, the first year we did 40,000. You know, I was scared to, you know, be seen as a failure, taking a step back. But you know, no, man, no fear. It's just a matter of support. Business is about, you know, people raising instead of money raising. You know, the money is the tool. You know, if you could get people to support, you know, you got a business.
Absolutely. If you can get people to support, you got a business. Y'all heard that? Get a piece of paper and a crayon. Write that down 3 times. Make sure you guys remember that for real. If you can get people to support, you got a business. So definitely keep that in mind, you guys, when you're doing your thing, whether if it's painting, counseling, being a coach, whatever it is, designing handbags, if you're making drawstring book bags out of your trunk, if you got support, you got a business. Mm-hmm. Again, write that three times with a permanent crayon. I'm making up words right now. Who cares? Anyway, you got a business. I mean, if you got support, you got a business. So you heard it here first from Mark the Bad Guy. Mark, how can people get a hold of you on social media?
Man, don't get a hold of me personally, man. Just go to Hustle Pray Eat, you know, at Hustle Pray Eat, the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook, the TikTok, the app, the website, the email. Just go to Hustle Pray Eat, man. If you really want to know what I'm doing, that's the best place to find me and what's going to happen next. Because, man, my personal page, I don't know if you got that issue, but, man, my personal page gets no love.
Be blown up.
I honestly can't keep up with 2-3 different pages. So, yeah, I'm full-time Hustle Pray Eat right now. So, yeah, check us out. I should be able to spell
now,
it,
Mark,
by heart now, bro.
Now, Mark, I don't know if I asked you this or not, but, you know, what made you tell me yes about being a guest tonight?
Well, one, I know we're supposed to get up for the last conference. You know, we've been planning, we've been talking about it, just kind of like messages here and there, but I think the beginning of this month, honestly, I had like this crazy situation, like I couldn't like close my hand, like I was like losing feeling in my like extremities,
mm-hmm.
so my legs, my arms, my face, all this stuff was just hurting. That, and I went to the doctor, nobody could figure out what it was, man, and I was literally thinking like, yo, man, my career is over, like I'm turning to a vegetable before my eyes. So literally, once I was able to get on my phone again, I just started hitting people back like, yo, I don't want to waste no time. I don't ever want to, you know, put anything off anymore. I'm just, yo, let's do it. I was down July 1st, but I think your first opening was the 29th. So, no, I definitely need to start getting up with people, man. I've been, you know, in work mode so much. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
this was a yes that I had in my mind last year. I just keep putting it off, man. It's just a terrible habit.
Gotcha. Well, again, man, I'm honored to have you here. You know, HustlePrayEat.com is in the description for all of your apparel needs and desires. So definitely hit them up. Hit up Mark. Hit up, you know, Jade. They're always doing things. So if you have not checked out the Hustle Pray Eat podcast, please do so. If I'm not mistaken, is it in season 2 yet, or is it still season 1?
Yeah, our podcast is in season 2 right now. We literally just talked about if we should break again before the conference, you know, just to start season 3. But I think we're trying to, you know, get to 100 episodes before we, you know, kick it up again. Because we change sceneries different season, different parts of the church. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that one. But, yeah, we still in season 2, dog.
Amen. Well, before we get out of here, we got some music from the homie TVNK. His name is Tank. You guys are definitely going to enjoy this. Next track we're going to play is called Victory, featuring Stephen Malcolm and Beacon Light. The video is on YouTube and it's doing crazy numbers. So definitely show him some love after you hear it right here on the KS Radio Show. And then we're going to get Mark to pray us out. And then I have one last announcement before we get out of y'all here. It's the KS Radio Show. Here is Tank with Victory, featuring Stephen Malcolm and Beacon Light. Check it out.
All the cards stacked against me. No, you never take my energy. On my way, I've been changed. Ain't no way, we the same. In my lane, let them hate, I am moving. All I am is victory. You looking at victory.
All I am is victory. You looking at victory. I've been changed, ain't no way. We the same, in my lane. Let them hate, I am moving.
Yeah, died on the cross, cut a sin in me, never could center me. Whip through the block with the witness and go with the energy. We feel an energy bomb on the inner street, look. Live for infinity, holding a torch of the Statue of Liberty. Go where he's sending me, repping the Trinity. Entity, feeling me spiritually, worse to the enemy. Enemies never can take my identity. Bound by the blood of the king, I can literally remedy. He put in work for iniquities, we do not have to experience the sentencing. Woo, that be no penalty, cut it like guillotine. That just got me turned up out of the roof. He tell me I am not washed, the devil is a lie. And I got to be stuck to the moon. Pick up out the literature. See what he giving you, pick it to live in a village of the living. Once everybody got a body that will leave about a body, better turn it to the body for the enemy finisher. I'm a villain to the villain, better get with the picture. Cause I'm a living sinner, I'm finna be tipping the living. Cause picking to give myself the ground until I'm on you, not into your inner, your personal area, your bank or your barrier.
All the cards stacked against me. No, you never take my energy. On my way, I've been changed. Ain't no way, we the same. In my lane, let them hate, I am moving. All I am is victory. You're looking at victory. All I am is victory. You're looking at victory. I've been changed, ain't no way. We the same, in my lane. Let them hate, I am moving. Yeah.
Been here before. Under the grave. I have been menacing, living like all of my enemies, yeah.
Ain't no talking me down. I know what I'm doing. Got me wondering how. Gotta look at my life and put blessings on blessings on blessings. Not too long ago, my life was humbled by the brink of depression because of the stressing. And I can recall every night that I prayed he would take it way, way, way up. Man, Rick and Morty with the wave. None do it better like I do, and that because they ain't dedicated to the game. Boy, I remember late nights on division, mission clear as ever, but we'll take whatever I got. 5 years in the kitchen with the pots, no hand estimator to the top.
Yeah. Look at what we took me from an independent center to a flame to crush the pain and lust. The victory that came with love, the king above made me dangerous.
All the cards stacked against me. No, you never take my energy. On my way, I've been changed. Ain't no way, we the same. In my lane, let them hate, I am moving. All I am is victory. You're looking at victory. All I am is victory. You're looking at victory. I've been changed, ain't no way. We the same, in my lane. Let them hate, I am moving. Yeah.
Hey, this is Queen Lynn, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Hey, this is Summer Shones, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Hey, this is Ms. Beats, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, KJ522, and you are rocking on the KS Radio Show. Keep it locked right here. Blah, blah, blah!
Hey, this is Jay Real, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Mark the Badass still here, you guys. If you have not heard, he is the founder and CEO behind Hustle, Pray, Eat. Definitely check out their website, hustlepray.com. Check out the podcast, Hustle, Pray, Eat. And also, you know, don't forget to follow them on social media. Hustle for Eat. Shout out to everybody over there at HPE. Y'all doing big things. Can't wait for the conference this year. Part two is going down. Mark, man, you got any last words you want to share with the listeners tonight?
Man, Hustle, Pray, Eat, we're all about motivating people to get people, you know, on the right path. You know, we tell people to seek the Lord. The hustle starts after your 40 hours of work. You can't do it alone. Never do it alone. People have a beef about starting businesses with their family. We are a, you know, example that that's not true. As long as you love God and you love people, man, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I don't know, man. I feel like I'm talked out, man. We did a podcast this morning, dog. So, yeah, man, I think that's it, man. Just, yo, keep God first.
Amen, bro. got to keep God first, man. If nothing else fails, you got to keep God first. That is the number one rule of life.
Yeah.
Number one rule of life. Keep God first.
It sounds cliche, and sometimes it feels cliche, but, you know, when every, not if, but when everything else fails, you know, keep God first.
Amen. Well, I do have a salvation clip to play because we don't know, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm sure you've had maybe friends or family members that you saw last week that turned up dead or, you know, had a heart attack, overdose, car accident, whatever, because we don't know what tomorrow may hold. But what we do know is that we can trust in Jesus. And what would this platform be without uplifting the name of Jesus? Where would I be? Accurately, where would I be without him changing my heart, changing my mind, and continuously changing my life? So I trust Jesus. Mark, I know you trust Jesus. I know Gloria Shalom trusts Jesus, but you can't trust Jesus if you don't know him, and you can't know Jesus if you don't accept his invitation. So here is the invitation to salvation right here on the KS Radio Show, because 2022 has been a crazy year, and guess what? It's just going to get even crazier. So it's only right that you give Jesus your heart and your hand, because he's the only one that could guide you into happiness, into joy, into your tomorrow, whatever that may be. So here is the salvation clip by Reborn right here on the KS Radio Show. Keep it locked. We got one more song, and then we have to give you guys another announcement. So check it out. Here is the salvation clip, because salvation is essential in every part of your life. Check it out.
I want to read a familiar passage in Romans 10. It says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned, but today I make a decision to give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. And I received that salvation. Celebrating right now with you, wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
That's what happens. God does something with you, and your old crew think you done got brand new. Guess what? You did. Quit apologizing for that. Quit apologizing for that. Quit coming down and telling them, no, it ain't like that no more. No, we still cool. Quit saying that. Quit saying that. Because what you're saying is, I still want to be in bondage to the me that you used to know. I'm sorry. I am not that person anymore. Those demons have been eradicated, and he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So if you don't recognize me, that's not my fault.
Hey, man, you guys, we're back again. It is the last 5 minutes of showtime, but we want to say thank you all for listening to us live tonight. Thank you for everybody who will listen to the rebroadcast and the replay, wherever you may be listening from. We want to say thank you for your support tonight. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the interview with Gloria Shalom and part two interview with Mark, the bad guy from Hustle Pray Eat. Definitely was encouraged tonight, taken aback, enjoyed, cried a little bit for such an experience tonight, bro. And again, I can't, maybe we can do this again in 2023 with the growth of the business. I'm pretty sure we're going to be back for part two.
Yeah, man, let's not wait that long either, man. Whenever you need somebody, man, I'm here for you, dog.
I got you, for sure, for sure. So, you know, we can follow Hustle for Eat, everyone on social media. You guys can follow me at KS Radio Show, everyone on social media. And if you haven't liked the business page yet, definitely just click the link, facebook.com/KS Radio Show 1, and write me a review about what your thoughts are tonight. Hopefully you guys enjoy the show, the music, the testimonies, and so forth. But we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Mark already gave his last remarks. Is there anything else that you want to share before we get out of here? Actually, you know what? Now that I mention it, now that I think about it, for those who, you know, want to sew into Hustle for Eat without buying a T-shirt or, you know, sweatpants or anything, how can people donate?
Man, hit the Cash App, man, at Hustle Pray Eat. Man, that would be love for the people that who don't know, you know, what we do. Or they might not like our shirts or whatever. Just know we're really pouring into our community. We're changing our city. People know Hustle Pray Eat by those Christians, and they know the Christians by the love we got for one another. So, yeah, definitely hit that Cash App. Or you can donate at hpeconference.com. So,
amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get out of here, you guys. Again, thank you all for listening tonight. I want to give a big shout-out to Living Witness TV. I want to give another shout-out to Charging Station Radio. I want to give a big shout-out to Must Be Heard Radio, holding it down in Mississippi, for spending the show weekly. I want to give a big shout-out to GSWC Radio down in Memphis, Tennessee, holding it down, spending the show for their listeners and their audience as well. Man, I can go on and on with these partnerships, but I want to say thank you all for supporting my show and allowing it to be on your platform for your listeners and your audiences around the world. Thank you again, you guys, for listening to the KS Radio Show. The last song of the night is going to be by Gigi, because we got to get some female MCs in the playlist. This is Time to Go, featuring her hubby, her husband, Reborn. This is something that hopefully you guys will enjoy. I will see you guys next week, August 5th, with a brand new guest. And don't forget, you guys, August 6th, first Saturday in August, 17th Annual Back to School Carnival here in Cincinnati. We're going to give away about 1,000 book bags to the community of every grade from PK up to 12th grade. So definitely, if you got kids, nieces, grandchildren, nephews, bring them all out. I'm in charge of entertainment, so I'm going to be blessing the mic with my prayers, and a lot of talent going to come out from Cincinnati to share their gift. We're going to have vendors, schools, hot dogs, chips, entertainment, a band, everything you can think of. We got it. Come out Saturday morning from 10 o'clock to 2 p.m. If you need any more information, hit me up on social media to find out more information, and I will give you the flyer. You can post it. You can share it. You can do whatever you want to do with it. But just come out Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. Here is Gigi with Time to Go right here on the KS Radio Show. I'll see you guys next week. Much love, peace, God bless, and good night. Let's get it, let's go.
Hey, it's Fred James from Call to Worship, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? This is Gigi, and I pray that blessings are coming your way. This is the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and the exclusive music.
Get it poppin'.